HOWWILL, President Trump's latest executive order, ON College Accreditation Impact, THE Future OF Higher Education, I in America. I'm your host, Wayne, and you're listening to the Presidential Transition Daily Brief by Podcast AI. Let's find out. Today, we're starting with a significant move by President Trump as he signs an executive order aimed at overhauling the college accreditation process. This process is crucial because it determines which universities can receive federal financial aid, impacting millions of students and countless higher education institutions across the nation. By targeting the accreditation process, the administration is looking to reshape the landscape of higher education governance and leadership. So, what's happening? President Trump has signed an executive order intended to revamp how colleges and universities are accredited. This process, which is usually managed by third-party organizations, is a vital step for institutions to qualify for federal financial aid. Trump has dubbed this process his secret weapon in education reform, emphasizing a shift towards accrediting based on merit and performance rather than what he perceives as woke ideology. Why does this matter? The significance of this executive order lies in its potential to alter the very fabric of higher education in the United States. By aiming to remove what the administration calls ideological overreach, Trump seeks to increase intellectual diversity on campuses. The order also aims to make it easier for colleges to switch accreditors, fostering more competition in the accreditor field. What's the impact? The potential effects of this order are vast. For one, it could lead to a more diverse range of educational perspectives being represented in universities. However, there's also concern that it might inject more fear into the higher education system. Accreditation is crucial for financial aid and student loans, and losing it could be devastating for many institutions. This move might especially affect schools in states that have already banned certain diversity and inclusion programs, key issues for Trump. Providing some context, this isn't the first time Trump has targeted the accreditation system. In 2019, he removed geographical restrictions on accreditors, and states like Florida and North Carolina have since required universities to change accreditors periodically. This ongoing battle underscores the administration's willingness to challenge the status quo in higher education. In wrapping up, Trump's executive order on college accreditation is a bold move that could reshape higher education in America. While the aim is to promote intellectual diversity and merit-based accreditation, the ripple effects could introduce new challenges for universities, potentially threatening their financial stability. As we continue to monitor these developments, we'll see how this strategy unfolds and its broader implications for governance and leadership in higher education. Let's take a closer look at a significant reorganization happening within the State Department. In an effort to streamline operations, the department is making some notable structural changes, particularly impacting the Science and Technology Advisory Office and the Cyberspace and Digital Policy Bureau. This shakeup is grabbing attention for its potential effects on the department's ability to address key issues in governance and leadership. So, what's going on? The State Department has announced a reorganization plan that includes eliminating the Office of the Science and Technology Advisor to the Secretary as a standalone entity. Meanwhile, the Cyberspace and Digital Policy Bureau, previously reporting directly to the Deputy Secretary of State, will now be under the purview of the Undersecretary for Economic Growth, Energy, and Environment. These changes are part of a broader effort led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio to tackle what he describes as a bloated and bureaucratic department. Why does this matter? The reorganization reflects a strategic shift in how the State Department prioritizes its functions, focusing on efficiency and alignment with national interests. By consolidating region-specific functions and eliminating redundant offices, the department aims to enhance functionality and cut costs. However, the removal of the Science and Technology Advisory Office raises questions about the department's commitment to integrating scientific and technological expertise into foreign policy. What's the impact? This reorganization could significantly affect the State Department's capacity to address complex global challenges, such as cybersecurity and technological diplomacy. With the Cyberspace Bureau being repositioned, there might be concerns about how effectively these issues will be managed. Additionally, the elimination of certain offices like the Foreign Service Institute and Conflict and Stabilization Operations could impact the training of diplomats and the department's ability to prevent conflicts. Providing some context, this move aligns with President Trump's broader initiative to enhance government efficiency through reorganization and workforce reductions. The State Department's plan includes a potential 15% staff reduction and consolidation of more than 100 bureaus. While officials assure that no immediate layoffs are planned, the long-term implications for the department's workforce and its diplomatic mission remain uncertain. In wrapping up, the State Department's reorganization is a bold attempt to streamline operations and align its functions with core national interests. While aimed at increasing efficiency, the changes prompt concerns about the department's ability to handle critical issues in science and technology policy. As this reorganization unfolds, we'll be watching closely to see how it impacts the State Department's role in global governance and leadership. Let's check out the latest update from the White House regarding President Trump's stance on the ongoing Ukraine-Russia conflict. The White House has announced that President Trump's patience is running very thin with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This development comes as peace negotiations between Russia and Ukraine continue to face challenges, with Trump expressing frustration over the lack of progress. The core of the issue stems from recent remarks made by President Zelensky concerning Russia's occupation of Crimea. During a press conference in Kyiv, Zelensky stated that Ukraine would not legally recognize the occupation, a statement that President Trump found very harmful to the peace talks. Trump took to Truth Social to voice his displeasure, emphasizing that Crimea is not even a point of discussion. So why does this matter? The significance of this situation lies in its potential impact on international relations and the role of the United States as a peace broker. With Trump having previously claimed he could settle the conflict swiftly, his administration's struggles highlight the complexities of diplomatic negotiations. The tension between Trump and Zelensky could further complicate efforts to achieve a peaceful resolution, impacting global governance and leadership. The potential impact of this tension is considerable. If the United States decides to withdraw from its role in the peace talks, it could leave a void in the diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict. This might lead to prolonged instability in the region, affecting not only Ukraine and Russia, but also other countries involved in the negotiations. The situation underscores the importance of strategic patience and diplomacy in leadership. Providing some context, President Trump has been vocal about his ability to negotiate peace deals, yet the ongoing Ukraine-Russia conflict presents a formidable challenge. The annexation of Crimea by Russia in 2014 remains a contentious issue, and Trump's criticism of Zelensky's handling of the talks suggests a growing impatience. The administration's approach to this conflict could shape perceptions of its diplomatic capabilities and influence future international negotiations. In wrapping up, the White House's announcement about President Trump's waning patience with Zelensky reflects the complexities of the Ukraine-Russia conflict and the United States' role in it. While Trump seeks to expedite a resolution, the road ahead is fraught with diplomatic hurdles. As the situation evolves, we'll keep a close eye on how these tensions may affect governance and leadership on the global stage. Let's dive into an important development involving the Department of Government Efficiency and its plans to shutter the Millennium Challenge Corporation. This move is part of a broader strategy by the department to streamline government functions, but it's raising eyebrows given the corporation's role in international economic development and U.S. foreign policy. So, what's happening? The Department of Government Efficiency is working to effectively close the Millennium Challenge Corporation, a development agency established by former President George W. Bush. The agency has been involved in spurring economic growth in over 50 countries by funding infrastructure projects, especially as a counter to China's Belt and Road Initiative. However, the department's plan includes closing programs, terminating contracts, and reducing staffing to a bare minimum. Employees have been informed they have about a week to consider a government buyout before the reduction in force process begins. Why does this matter? Shuttering the Millennium Challenge Corporation could have significant repercussions for U.S., foreign assistance, and international relations. The agency has been a key player in fostering economic growth abroad, and its closure might undermine efforts to compete with China's global influence. This decision could signal a shift in the U.S.'s approach to international development and diplomacy, potentially affecting global governance and leadership. What's the impact? The potential effects of this decision are vast. By closing the corporation, the U.S. may lose a critical tool in its foreign policy arsenal. The agency's work has been instrumental in supporting countries that commit to key policy changes, and its absence could leave a gap in international development efforts. Additionally, the move might affect the livelihoods of the corporation's employees and the progress of ongoing projects, which may only receive a short winding down period. Providing some context, the Millennium Challenge Corporation was created to provide a more efficient and effective way to deliver foreign aid with a focus on results-driven projects. Its closure is part of a larger trend under the Trump administration to reduce government size and spending, especially in areas related to foreign assistance. Critics argue that this could weaken U.S. influence abroad and hinder efforts to counter China's growing economic footprint. In wrapping up, the Department of Government Efficiency's plan to shutter the Millennium Challenge Corporation is a controversial move with potential implications for U.S. foreign policy and global leadership. While aimed at streamlining operations, the decision raises questions about the future of U.S. involvement in international development. We'll be watching closely to see how this unfolds and what it means for governance and leadership on the world stage. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.